Nome residents could soon be able to buy locally grown vegetables from Pilgrim Hot Springs at a market stand in town. Thanks to the Pilgrim Produce Program, which receives some funding from a USDA grant, various crops are currently being grown at Pilgrim Hot Springs on Uknakduk land. Uknakduk is a consortium of organizations and native corporations such as White Mountain and Mary's Igloo that has partnered with groups like the Bering Straits Development Company. Robert Benson is the construction manager with BSDC.
The staple ones are definitely the potatoes and the onions, and we're definitely gone real big. If we get to what the average yield is per plant for the potatoes, we're probably looking at, you know, a few thousand pounds. And as with the onions, there's definitely a few thousand onions already in the ground that are doing very well.
Benson is one of the few people who is regularly found at Pilgrim with his boots on the ground and hands in the dirt. He explains why it's beneficial to have the option to buy locally grown produce.
Well, it's organic, so GMO free, no pesticides, no fertilizers. Well, no bad fertilizers, obviously, you know, compost. And it will be competitive with the local markets here in town.
Other plants growing at Pilgrim include celery, squash, pumpkins. Benson says it's hard to say what the yield will be at this point in the season. Last summer in 2016, the test garden that produced a crop harvest from a one-acre plot of land received a dusting of snow during the first week of September, forcing the team to end their growing season. This summer, Benson says they started growing earlier than last year, but how much time they have to grow is uncertain.
It's really just a, you know, keep an eye on the weather and keeping an eye on the road conditions as well, because that dictates when you get in and out of there for the end of the season.
Overall, there have been many challenges to maintaining a growing farm next to the hot springs, such as voles snacking on the crops, beavers damming up culverts, which blocks water flow, and accessing the site on a regular basis. Benson suggests that transporting the plants to and from Pilgrim is most difficult.
It's the logistics. It's, you know, starting the starts here in town and then having to transport them out there, you know, and then still you have to see what it's going to take to get them back once we harvest, what it's going to take to get everything back here to market.
Pilgrim Produce hopes to have a weekly farmers market stand within Nome city limits starting up on Saturdays sometime this summer.